Fred Dreyer Sports Extravaganza. I'm Michael Horn, the co-host of the program, but the star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties. Yes, he had two safeties in one game, a record that will stand for some time. The great acting legend, Hunter, Crisis, recently Agent X. Talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, thank you so much.
Welcome.
Michael Horn, Happy New Year to
Happy
you
New Year to
and
you.
To all of our listeners. It's another year. It's a cliche, but it is another year. We hope it's a great one for everybody because the last one sucked.
it was all right, but
in
it did kind of
so
suck.
In so many ways.
Yes, it
seriously,
did.
In so many ways. It's a blessing to live through these things so you can tell your grandchildren that you lived through a year that sucked.
It's good.
Hey, but my point is,
yes.
is that... you know, this last weekend, watching games,
some of the great football games.
There was a safety in the Dallas Washington game.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, and I was in the other room.
Did you get nervous?
I was in the other room, and I think I was clipping a cigar in the other room.
You were doing that?
And I yes, yeah. I often do that. And then I hear, and that will be a safety. And then I stop for a moment.
Hey, oh, boy, brought back memories.
I slowly walk back in, and I said to myself, one safety by one player? It's nothing.
It's not. So you just say that to yourself?
Yeah.
Did you? You just said that's nothing. One
exactly.
safety by one player.
Who cares?
You have two safeties in one game yeah. with two different quarterbacks.
That's correct.
That record will never be broken. Yeah,
and the people of Green Bay remember very clearly.
They do, don't
what
they?
What happened that October 21st, 1973 in the Coliseum. But we're going to, when we come back, we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Lots to talk
We've
about.
Got to, it's a new year. We hope you folks are enjoying a great week, a weekend. And when we come back, we're going to talk about football, baseball, basketball, hockey.
Yeah,
and there's
hockey.
A guy here, I guess a guy who either fished in Japan for carp, or he played for the Hiroshima Carp.
And he's got...
It's Maeda, the pitcher.
Yeah, he might be going to the Dodgers, or he's going to be signed.
Yeah, he's got a bad arm, so the Dodgers are going to sign him.
That's good. That's a prerequisite.
Well, he got it from casting, overhead casting for carp.
It's for carp.
That's what happened.
All right, so he was either played for the carps, or he was fishing for carp.
Or both.
Okay, we'll find out. We continue here, the PM show with the one and only Fred Dreyer from CRN Digital Talk Radio. Sports Byline, glad to be with you.
The new year means incredible new deals at Lumber Liquidators, and that means huge savings on the gorgeous hardwood floor you've always wanted. Choose from more than 400 top-quality floors and the latest styles, like the classic look of oak. This week, get pre-finished oak from just 99 cents. That's 50% off. Or get the hottest looks in whitewashed flooring. Our new Aspen Breeze White Oak Laminate is now an unbeatable $189. For a limited time, get 20% off beautiful woodlook tile packages. Great deals on all engineered hardwood and more from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing. These deals won't last. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Make a resolution for the new year and improve your health with exercise, a healthy diet, and plenty of water in 2016. Keeping your body hydrated is essential for your health. While tap water may look and smell clean, it may contain contaminants that are picked up on its journey to your faucet, which could be harmful to your health. Make sure your water is cleaner by using an at-home water filtration system, like Pure's Advanced Water Faucet Filter System, which can greatly improve the quality of your drinking water. Pure's faucet filter systems are certified to remove over 70 contaminants, including 99% of lead, 92% of pesticides, and 96% of mercury. The faucet filters last up to 3 months or 100 gallons of water and reduce 10 times more contaminants than the leading pitcher. Pure's faucet filter systems are easy to install and require no tools and start around $20, making filtering water at your home simple. Improve the quality of your water by filtering with Pure and raise a glass to your health and hydration this new year. For more information, visit Pure.com.
PM show on sports. One and only Fred Dreyer is your host. I'm Michael Horn. Let me just say this about the host of the show, Fred Dreyer.
Yeah.
You recently had a recurring role on the Agent X series with Sharon Stone.
Yeah.
And that other guy that was on, what was his name again? The guy you were starring with in your
Gerald role. McRaney.
Gerald McRaney, yeah. Let me say that the episode, your last episode there of the season,
yeah,
you were excellent with Gerald McRaney, playing off each other. It was classic Fred Dreyer. It was like, you know,
it was
like
frothy banter.
It was good banter, and you created a real image of that character.
It was one-hour TV series,
it was
frothy banter.
Great acting, I got to tell you, and that is good. And I would like to see more of that. And you said the show's not renewed, but maybe they might be putting something together with you and McRaney.
Oh well, we don't know. You know how things are. These guys are very. Very wily, savvy producers, and they liked us. And, you know, anytime you can have a spark of any type of original idea in this business that separates you from the pack, you got to run with it. And so I think there's a good chance that we could have a conversation going forward.
I liked it so much. Here's the thing. I watch things and delete them from my VCR. I could not. In all good faith, delete it from my VCR because I thought, I want to show this to somebody. They got to see Fred in this role. You just kind of like show up and you disappear. You're the real clandestine former old-time Agent X guy that is just perfect in this show. You were just great. And you and McRaney bantering back and forth, going in those you were in those storage railroad cars, the shipping containers they're going to put on the boats. You were great.
Yes.
You saved the girl's life, by the way, too.
We did. Yeah, she could have been blown up.
She could have been blown up. And you guys were able to slip something under the seat, so I don't want to give away the plot, but she was able to get off the seat because she was sitting on a mine, for God's sake.
She was on the hot seat.
She was. I think somebody had sat below her had eaten a lot of onions or something, and someone had put pressure on that plate
to
keep it from going.
There you go. And we got him. We got the bad guys. Did you see me apply my hunter chokehold?
Yes, I did.
Did you see that one?
Yes, that's how you got the bad guy with that chokehold.
I snuck up on him.
You
asleep. I always wonder, you know, when you block these things out, you say to the stunt coordinator and to the director who's standing there, and the director says, okay, Rusty. All these guys
are all named Rusty.
They're all named Rusty. Rusty, let's go through it. Fred, could you get in here now and watch what we want to do? And boom. That's how it goes. Oh, okay. Let me try that. Boom. Great. I got it. Oh, by the way, I'm going to give him this crossbar neck hold. And when I do that, I've got to place it correctly on the carotid vein right here on the left side of his neck. Right. That's right. Let me just go through that again. So I go through it. Bam. Okay, got it. Roll camera. And after two takes.
Done.
The guy's done. So I always ask myself, you know, how realistic does it look?
It looks realistic.
Wait a minute. How realistic does it look this guy just walks by me and I'm standing right there.
Behind him. You're right behind him. He didn't
see you. It's unbelievable. Didn't he see me?
No, he did not.
He is not a centurion. This guy is not a sentinel.
He's like a millennial. I think he was checking text messages and YouTube postings.
He might have been. Going through the Rolodex there while he should have been paying attention.
You ever notice
because as I jumped him, I said, this is too easy. And then I got him and I choked him out. Did you like the way I just took my time choking him out?
You choked him out and they just slid right down.
And I just let him go.
You let him go. And then McRaney was talking to you at the end, saying something, and you disappeared into thin air.
I do that.
You are a wily kind of guy, man. You just got to disappear.
Now, listen.
It was a good role.
I'm checking my notes here.
Check them twice.
Kenta Maeda is not a carp fisherman. He is a pitcher who pitched for the Hiroshima Carp.
What are you talking about?
So, right,
is that the name of their team?
Hiroshima Carp.
Okay.
I would have, if I had bought the team, I'd have changed it to the Hiroshima Salmon.
Did they say, like...
Did you understand?
Yes. Yes, he was sad to you. This is Maeda. He's 27 years old.
Yes.
He's going to be, they say he's the only healthy right-hander on the teams that are all left-handed. But I don't think
he may, they said this, he may have to have a shoulder operation in 4 years.
They know it in 4 years.
How about that stat?
They say, here's the thing. I like the way they sign him, though. The Dodgers sign his Maeda because he can earn $100 million in incentives over the duration of his reportedly 8-year contract.
Yeah, that's a long time.
He could also make as little as $24 million if he's unable to remain healthy.
Well, he wants the 100 is what he wants.
Well, he wants the 24. He gets that guarantee.
Well, that's a guarantee. He's going to get that anyway. He could go on the DL now and eat carp for the next 4 or 5 years and still get his $24 million, but he's got 8 years to draw down the $100 million, but that's incentive-laced, so he's going to have to come off the DL, and he's going to have to chuck the apple, and he's going to have to score some...
the apple chucks. That's another Japanese scene.
Yeah, apple chucks.
The carp is not a good name. I mean, we got the Marlins here. Okay,
that's a great logo, though.
That's a good logo. But the carp, now batting for the carp. I mean, come on. It's like Marlins kind of rolls off your tongue. The carp is not exactly a very romantic name.
Like, it's like what they say in Brooklyn. Well, you're carping now. You're complaining. That's what this is, a Hiroshima Complainers.
I wonder if there's other good players on the Hiroshima Carp. They're of the Japan Central
League. No, there's only like three players on the whole team.
Is that true?
Yeah, and they're fast as hell. You got to see them cover
really
the
good.
Outfield.
Really good? Because there's just three players.
There's a catcher, a pitcher, and one guy in the outfield.
He plays infield and outfield?
And the pitcher has to cover all bases. So if anything's hit to the outfield, he has to run.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Maeda was 15 and
that's 8. That's the difference between Japanese baseball and American
baseball.
It's
quicker. It's faster paced. Yeah, Maeda was 15 and 8 with a 2.09 ERA and 29 starts last year. And in 8 seasons with the Carp, his former team, the Hiroshima Carp, he went 97 and 67 with a 2.39 ERA.
Very nice.
Walks, hits 1.05 per innings.
No, he's pitched 206 innings, this kid.
So I think he might be all right. We'll see what happens.
He's 27. And
Kenta Maeda.
I'm 42 years older than him.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, but you know the chokehold. And this
I
kid
know the
doesn't.
Chokehold, and I do know that
you sneak in and out of
that,
people's lives.
That the I know that the fan base there with the Carp are
they would love you.
Are sad to lose him.
So there you go. He must be good if they're sad to lose him.
Yeah, they are sad to lose him.
That's good.
And we'll see how sad we are when he shows up.
Yeah, see what's going on. Now, since we're on baseball, let's do a little Hall of Fame there, because there, whereas a lot of speculation, would Bonds get in, Clemens? Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Piazza got into the Hall of Fame. Griffey, a 13-time All-Star. He's sixth in Major League Baseball history with 630 homers. Elected to the Hall of Fame on his first try this Wednesday, and he set an all-time record for support after appearing on 99.3% of the ballots. That's a pretty good deal. He got all-time support submitted by the Baseball Writers Association of America. He'll be inducted on July 24th into the Hall of Fame, along with catcher Mike Piazza, who was the only other player to receive more than the required 75% of the votes. Now, here's the deal. Piazza's going in as a New York Met. That stinks. He's a Dodger.
He should.
Why
I agree
not a Dodger?
Completely, 100% completely. Why? Why should he? Where's
because
the loyalty?
He's signed by the Dodgers.
So what? Where's the loyalty?
Tommy Lasorda is like a
Tommy is powerless. Otherwise, he'd still have been here.
He was powerless. Well, that was
By the way, the general manager at the time was home, watching the Home Shopping Network with his wife.
Who?
When
Fred Clare.
Yes.
They didn't tell him.
That's my point.
Well, make your point.
The organization just went past everybody.
Yes. And you know why it was done?
Yes, for a station in Florida.
For a TV station that was owned by Fox.
Right, that's
Fox and an affiliate in Florida. They were able to make this deal with the owners of the Marlins, and they traded Mike Piazza away to get a TV station.
Yeah, and then
so
they
you can't blame
them.
The Dodger fans. Love Mike Piazza.
Of course they
do. The New York Mets fan booed
him
they got a reluctant
Gary Sheffield.
Yeah,
in
he could wave. Remember, Sheffield could wave that bat.
Yeah, he could hit, but he was reluctant. You know, he didn't want to be here, and so Piazza then goes to the Mets, and the rest is what's passed.
So I think you should go in as the Met and a Dodger.
You can cut the hat in half.
Yes, why not? And that's they could sell more of those. They could have a Met cap.
Well, you're going to have to. You're going to have to have. You're going to have a big pair of tin snips. To go right through that bill, right through the bill, up through the crown to the back.
Yeah, and then the
seamstress. You don't want to cut it in half sideways to sideways.
No, that's not good, because then you'd either have the Dodgers. You got to do halfway.
You got to have both logos on
their
cover.
The new will be the team.
Yeah.
You have this part, beginning of the N and the A for LA.
Nyers.
He can play in Japan. I think they have a Nyers.
The Nyer Carp.
They got the Carps and the Nyers.
Yeah. And they have the Red Swallows and the Blue Herons. They got some great names over there in Japan. They also got great sushi, by the way.
They do. And San Francisco's got 4 or 9 of those Nyers as well, I remember.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom. The nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare benefits can be a complicated puzzle. You don't want to overpay for your Medicare coverage or get the wrong plan. Let Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you select a Medicare plan that's right for you and your budget. If you're becoming eligible for Medicare, call today and learn how to get the most out of your benefits.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Call 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960, 800-793-1960.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger. The original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in 2 patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Welcome back to Fred Dreyer Sports. I'm Michael Horn. Star of our show is Mr. Fred Dreyer. So one note here. We talked about the Hall of Fame induction, and we were kind of Gavin here during the break of Fred Dreyer and yours truly, Michael Horn, about Ken Griffey. And you've got an interesting take on this because, you know, we're laughing about Mike Piazza should be a Dodger, but he's going in as a Met. And you listeners in New York are going to say he should be a Met. And Ken Griffey started out in Seattle, but he's probably going in as a Cincinnati Red. And you say that was a big deal when he got the trade going, correct?
Here's my comment.
Ken Griffey.
Ken Griffey Jr., undoubtedly one of the top 20 baseball players of all time.
Okay.
We can probably squeeze him in there from anywhere from 15 to 20. But my point is this. I always watched how he was interviewed when he was with Seattle. And he exploded in Seattle as a ball player. 18-year-old kid was just doing phenomenal things, hitting baseballs, into the ocean over there. And the one thing that struck me was how reluctant he was, and how often you would hear innuendo that he wasn't camera friendly. He didn't like being interviewed.
He didn't like it.
Too much being made about him and stuff.
Yeah.
And so to the point where he was just phenomenal. I remember a series at Yankee Stadium when he was playing against the Yankees that he went 14 for 15 or something ridiculous like that. He hit like 5 home runs in the series. And it was a big market, and they were talking about, gee, where is he going to go? Is he going to resign with Seattle? Blah, blah, blah. And he decided he wanted to go back to Cincinnati, back home, to play with his dad.
Yeah, Ken Griffey Sr.
Senior.
Who played on the Reds for all those years.
And I always thought that he did that as a way of changing it up and being somewhat insulated by the home fires. Being with his dad,
right.
Being in surrounding areas.
He needed to go home, comfort levels.
Because he was very young. And so I watched as he went, and sure enough, he began getting hurt on a regular basis in Cincinnati.
Once he went to Cincinnati, he did get a lot of injuries.
He started getting hurt.
AstroTurf, they had AstroTurf.
They had AstroTurf there. They had a lot of stuff. They had a lot of leg injuries and a lot of things that went on. Then it was made clear.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Then it was made apparent that Ken Griffey never worked out a day in his life. He never sprinted, never lifted weights. He never prepared himself for the season. He never did any of these things.
You're a big prep guy, so you're saying he never did that. He was just a natural talent. And
he was a natural gifted talent.
Yep.
He was a beautiful player and a good citizen. And all these things are true. Now, what else is also true? I always thought that his initial reaction to leave Seattle was to get away from the spotlight. And so he goes to Cincinnati. And proceeds to get hurt, and it seemed to be such an out of balance, overwhelming coincidence, I guess you would say. But when you realize that as he was getting older, he was breaking down, he was not working out. The team was not successful.
Right, it was true.
The team was not successful
when he was there. No,
so he chose to leave a successful Seattle team.
And go to the comforts
to
of
get
home.
Away from
Very
the spotlight.
Yep.
To get away from the spotlight.
Yep.
And I only say this because he's in the Hall of Fame. And I looked, and he says he could be the first unanimous selection.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Now, when I look at the list of people, you know, Edgar Martinez, Trevor Hoffman. When I see the list of people here who were great players, who were not 100%. A ballot selection.
Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, Trevor Hoffman, Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Edgar Martinez, Mike Mussina.
Yeah.
I believe Mark McGwire, this was his last chance to get in. He didn't make it.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, look at this. Could Griffey become the first player unanimously selected to the Hall of Fame? And the answer is yes. And I would think overwhelmingly yes. The closest to a unanimous selection so far is Tom Seaver, who had 98.84 of the vote in 92. Babe Ruth got 95 of the vote in 1936. You know, Ty Cobb got 98.23. Wow. Now, here's my question.
Yeah, this guy comes above him.
Here's my question. How come it's not unanimous?
Well, there's that one guy.
Well, one or two guys?
It's that guy.
Now you're going to get into the area that really, really pisses me off.
At 99.3.
The personal enmity of baseball reporters covering sports, covering players who now decide, well, I'm on the All-Star Game Selection Committee, I'm on the Hall of Fame Selection Committee, and I'll have my last word with you. And there's a lot of
that. There's a lot of guys that take it on the
players. There's a lot who say, yeah, he should be in the Hall of Fame, but I'm not putting him there.
Wow.
Yeah. So that exists, and I'm sure it exists in a lot of walks of life and a lot of professions. But it's an interesting thing because Griffey should be a unanimous choice.
He should have been.
And I think Bonds should be a unanimous choice.
Piazza had 427 home runs and a .922 slugging percentage, the highest totals of all time by any catcher, and he garnered 83% of the support. He played 8 years with those Mets and 7 with the Dodgers, 1 year stops in Oakland, San Diego, and Florida. He should have gone in as a Dodger and a Met. I'm sorry. It's like, you know, it's a slap on my face. It's like, yeah, he can go in the Hall of Fame, but I'm not going to put him in there. I'll tell you that right now.
You're not.
Yeah, I'm going to be like one of those reporters just talked about. So Ken Griffey, this guy, is one of the greats of all times. He had many great moments. I mean, I think you're right. I think he's arguably could be one of the top players.
Well, clearly
of all time.
He is. I mean, anybody who has 630 home runs and is hurt as much as he was. I'd like to know the stat of how many games he missed.
Yeah, I wonder about that because he did miss a lot with when he was with the Cincinnati Reds, or the Redlegs as they're not called anymore.
They're not called the Redlegs, are they?
No, they're not anymore. Alex Gordon has returned to the World Series champion Royals, another free agent off the market. He's got a 4-year deal to return to the Kansas City Royals. Here's a big news and a big signing. Brandon Beachy has re-signed with the Dodgers. For $1.5 million, he's going to do it until he gets it right, has had Tommy John surgery, and they got a 1-year contract. It's a minor league deal, and Beachy's going to be, he's 29, he's recovering from his second Tommy John elbow.
He's coming back for that buffet.
So, and in that Hall of Fame thing, you know, Bonds, Clemens, that steroid era there, apparently that tainted it
so
much.
The league has got to get over themselves because
they have to.
They don't know that once you start throwing this type of a tantrum that lasts decades, you undermine your own sport. You know, Bonds and Clemens, forget that they took it. These guys did it. 7-time Cy Young, 7-time MVP player. You know, you don't do that. You know, just because you took a bunch of dope.
Mark McGwire, the all-time home run leader. I mean, come on now. He beat out, he got the home run lead. One of the big stars, he admits to using steroids. He only got 13% of the vote. It was his last chance to get on, and so he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame. How do you have a Hall of Fame without Mark McGwire in it?
Well, here is the way out. And this here comes.
Maybe the steroid division or something?
No, here it comes.
What is it?
You simply say, these guys did this. Now, go down at the very bottom is an asterisk.
Yes.
And then you put their story down there.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Well, the guys hit.
How is Pete Rose not in there?
Well, that's my point.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're cheapening your sport.
By not having the
because,
big names.
Because what you've created is a narrative of negativity that, you know, the league now, everybody keeps asking people generation after generation, well why aren't these players in? And you're saying, well, we were so outraged and it was a disgrace for what they did. And he actually bet on baseball and stuff. Well, yeah, so does every owner. You know, so does everybody in the men's room bet on every game, and so does so do players. You know, they all bet, and so if you catch them, then you punish them, you fine them, you suspend them, you do whatever it is you do, but you don't destroy. You can't wipe out the person his deeds. You have to acknowledge it. If it's worth acknowledging, you know how many people out there did steroids that people don't know anything about?
Of course.
They were in the league for 3-4 years, if that, and then they're out.
I think I was in the locker room once, and I saw the back of a famous catcher for the Dodgers, and I think he might have played for the Mets, and there were like lumps and welts and stuff on there, and I think that's a sign sometimes of steroids or something. I don't know. I'm just saying you see certain things you don't know. You don't know. There were a lot of players that more so than you would ever think that were able to get by without getting caught.
Well, look, they congratulations to Mike Piazza. He's going in as a Met, as he wishes, and God bless him, and
should
he deserves
Dodger.
It. And I thought he should have stayed as a Dodger, Fox.
But they traded him for a TV station, so that's good. Yeah. Now, one other note here, and this is a big one for our fans in Pittsburgh. Former American League Rookie of the Year, Neftali Feliz, and the Pittsburgh Pirates have agreed to a one-year deal. In case you don't know, Neftali was 1-2 with a 4.58 ERA in 18 appearances for the Rangers last year. Neftali Feliz, is that true?
Again, as I say, a lot of people don't care.
All right, when we come back, we have to talk about this, playoffs coming up here in football, and we got the Chargers, the Raiders, and the Rams all in talks here to relocate in Los Angeles.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff that the Rams have brought up in their proposal, and we'll get into that.
You've been following this pretty closely because you get some insight. You're a former Ram, so you sometimes have a, inroad into some of this stuff.
I may have a blockbuster story for you.
You may?
After they announce what they're going to do.
Well, let's just stay straight ahead here. Sports with Fred Dreyer, a blockbuster coming up. Let's find out.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRM Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, help my business. That's #250, help my business.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back here to our weekend wrap on sports. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Uh-huh.
Two safeties in one game, the All-Pro defensive end, played, as you know, by listening to the show, signed by New York, by the Giants, briefly with a cup of coffee with New England. Never actually got on the field for the team, but...
Tall 7-up.
A tall 7-up. And then, of course, the legendary career with the Los Angeles Rams, and, of course, then the great acting career as well. So just good stuff.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about this football shenanigans going on in L.A. St. Louis, there's already Stan Kroenke's given notice he wants to come to L.A. The Chargers say they want to come. The Raiders want to come. There's, our guys putting the deal, the Disney's with this Charger Raider deal, trying to get this thing going. Robert Iger's involved in this thing. What's going on? Carmen Policy from Casa Piana Wine, former the genius with the San Francisco 49ers and later the Cleveland Browns in this deal. So what's going on here, Fred?
Well, listen, three teams want to move here.
We do our show from Los Angeles when we stay here, yeah.
I always have believed that the Raiders will eventually stay in Oakland.
You think that?
I do too.
That's where they gained everything. You know, that's the Raiders.
Well, once the league gets involved in this, once they address, okay, look, we're going to allow, they've already done this. They've already looked into what's going on here with the Raiders and the Chargers,
right,
and the Rams and stuff. So the idea would be, we don't want three teams.
No,
they don't want three. They'll take two.
But they don't want three.
Now, if the Raiders and the Chargers are the two teams that come,
right,
one of them has to go into the NFC.
I think you're right.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
That's not good for the sport.
No, it's not.
That's not good for the sport. The natural progression of common sense is to put the Rams back where they should be, and the league knew that all along. They had an owner there that was obdurate and ridiculous.
Obdurate.
Diffident.
Diffident.
She was completely recalcitrant. The whole thing.
Ridiculous.
All
I understood.
Four of them.
That's good.
Yeah. So she moved the team out. She threw a tantrum, moved the team to St. Louis. She got a relocation fee and said, see ya, L.A. fans. Instead of the powers that be here in L.A., and I was contacted by a group out of Newport Beach, attorneys that wanted to help me, have me help them keep the Rams here, and make a big publicity deal about it. And, I said, you're asking me to join in on a tantrum when all you should do is say, you know something, hold a press conference, and I'll say it for you. We will wish Georgia all the best with her team and organization in St. Louis, but we're suing her and the league to keep the logo here.
It's what they've done that now. In
they
modern
should
time.
Have done
they
it. Have I done told it. Them to do it.
Yep.
They didn't do it. Okay. So, the old story, I'm tired of being right. I want to get paid for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, whole joke.
Exactly.
So here it is. They're without a team. If the Ram logo had been here, there would have been a team here in 2 years.
That's right. They would have.
They would have fielded a new team, and that would have been.
They had the logo ready to go.
It's the marketplace. It's the best.
The brand
builds the brand and the equity for the league.
Yes.
A league has to be strong, as defined by its 32 individual parts.
Correct.
Now, so the Raiders are saying, we want a new stadium. Well, the idea is, you're the Oakland Raiders. You were in L.A. You moved back. You don't like the stadium deal. You knew that was the stadium deal when you moved into it. It's not you haven't been able to get any headway because there's no leverage. Now the league will get into it and put money into and bring forth entrepreneurs in Oakland to match and get land donated by the city, and they'll build a stadium. And the league and the Raiders will jointly own the stadium, and they'll stay in Oakland someplace in the Bay Area.
Okay,
that's my belief.
All right.
Now that leaves the Raiders. I mean the Chargers and the Rams.
San Diego Chargers.
Now, where are they going to play?
St. Louis Rams. Yeah.
Now the venue that the Rams have, as according to this newspaper article, Rams claim to have strongest LA fan base amongst the trio of teams.
I agree with that. Yes.
Yes, they do, and it's overwhelmingly so. So But the package is they have a better stadium. They have a stadium with the 74,000 seat
stadium. The proposed new stadium.
With an expansion of 30,000 more.
And doesn't Kroenke, didn't he already pay for everything and he's going to do it himself?
It's his property.
It's his property, yeah.
He's going to build it.
Yeah.
And he's going to do everything.
The league doesn't have to worry about money.
He's bringing the league a better deal.
Yes, he is.
For games, for Super Bowls. And they're talking about, you know, putting NFL draft there.
Yeah, why don't you just say, let's just do this thing already? What's this whole thing?
They have to go through that. You know, it's a bureaucracy, isn't
it? All right,
it's a bureaucracy. So
why don't they just sign an executive order?
Yeah. And
seems to work in the politics.
Yeah, and the lease on the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis, that place is, have you been there?
No.
It's like the Seattle King Dome.
You're talking about the St.
It's
Louis
like the
stadium.
70th worst building in all of St. Louis.
Really?
Know? You know, it's ridiculous, you know. And the city didn't bring it up. Remember, the lease said you have to be within the top percentile, top 4, 5, 6, 10 stadiums, and they never did it.
They never brought it up
to the worst.
Speed.
They put a coat of paint on it, you know, and they called it a new stadium. And it's an AstroTurf stadium.
Oh, boy.
And it's a joke. And we can get into AstroTurf at a later date, but that's a blight on the sport. And that goes along with my conversation about concussions and bad tackling. But I don't want to get in there yet. But so I want to finish this up. The Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis is a terrible venue. The Rams have told them the last 12 years, 8 years, 6
get it
years.
Going. Get something going.
This isn't going to do it.
Right.
Now they said, well, we'll see about that. Then now they said, well, I went out and bought some property, and I'm going to move now. Well, wait a minute. We'll put something together. So they threw this stadium together. It doesn't have the seating capacity. It doesn't have the things that are attractive to the league. They're still financially not putting up enough money to match the league's money. And it doesn't, you know, it's not going to work.
What about San Diego? What are they going to do?
Well, San Diego, you know, they've you know, now the league says, well, we're going to propose something, but we have to wait to vote on it. And says, no, we're not going to sit around and wait. And wait for the people of this town to vote on this when they could have voted 10 years ago, 5, 6, 4 years ago, on the same issue, and alleviated everybody from all this pain and suffering that's been going on. So we're not going to sit here and wait for you to make a vote on it. You either say this, sign off on what we want, and the Chargers would propose to them the stadium that they have to have, that the league is in on. You know, when they build a new stadium, the league is going to have to sign off on it.
That would be a new stadium in San Diego.
Yes, that's correct. And it would be right next to San Diego Stadium.
Interesting.
Where it is right now.
San Diego wants to keep them, right? They want to keep them, don't they?
No. Well, the fans love them, but so what?
What are the officials? Here's what I think is going to happen. This is my thought. They get St. Louis comes here. The Rams move back to Los Angeles. Stan Kroenke, owner of the Rams, has got the land and everything. He builds a stadium, and then San Diego cuts a deal and plays at that stadium as well. They come here, and there's your two teams in L.A.
Well, San Diego and the Rams and the Chargers should, because it would go back to 1960
when they both started in
L.A.
Yeah, well, the Rams, weren't they in Cleveland, weren't they?
Yes, until 51, and then they came out here and they won a championship.
So Cleveland could lay a claim to the Rams. There's only one city that I will allow to lay a claim on the Rams, and that would be Cleveland, their original home.
Yeah, you could do that. You could send the Chargers to Cleveland. That'd be great.
Well, then that'd be confusing, but you could do that. So, okay, that's what we think. So when are we going to resolve all this? The meetings are coming up after the Super Bowl and all that, though.
Well, I think it's by the end of the month.
Yeah,
they're going to have a decision made. They're going to go to Houston here the 13th and 14th of this month, I believe.
Right,
and then they're going to talk about it, and then they'll make an announcement to say we've decided. Here's the two teams of the three that we're going to okay, and here's the other thing to look out for.
What's
because
that?
This is in there. If the Rams are not allowed, given permission by the other 24 owners of the 32,
right,
two-thirds. Mr. Kroenke will just simply say, I'll see you in court.
And there you go.
And he's got case law. The Raiders overwhelmingly defeated the league when they moved from in 90. But when was it? When did they move down here?
91. 91, I think.
Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, so they moved down here, and the court automatically said, yes, you can do it. And even if the league says no, you can do it. And I think they've got just as good, if not a better, reason to do it now.
Okay, now let's look at the playoffs coming up. The wild card weekend. Chiefs at Texas. What do you think is going to happen there? Kansas City Chiefs at the Houston.
Oh, Chiefs will win.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the split on that. But I'm going to go Chiefs on that game as well. But Houston's been playing well recently.
Yeah,
Steelers
yeah.
at the in Cincinnati, the Bengals.
Steelers and Cincinnati.
Steelers and Cincinnati.
It's a big rivalry, you know.
I know that is a big rivalry.
You know,
a lot of
T-shirts are going to be
sold. Yeah, this is going to be a lot of people are going to pick Cincinnati. I think the Steelers. They were really stinking towards the end of the year. What do you think?
Well, they've got a quarterback problem.
Yes, I know.
McCarron. Will McCarron.
Can the Bengals ever win a big game? This is their chance to prove they can win a big game.
Yeah. Well,
what do you
see.
Think?
Let's see. You know, it's to me, that game, Ben Roethlisberger's been playing pretty well.
Right.
It all depends on who's hurt, who's not, and I know that the...
But at this point, what do you think?
I guess you go with the 3-point favorite?
Yeah,
I guess you go with the home guy.
Okay, so you're going with the Bengals. Since I'm going to go with you, too.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Here's the Seahawks. Who would have thunk this one when they were riding high in April, shot down in May? They're playing on the road at Minnesota. Minnesota, what do you think there? Seahawks and Minnesota.
Seahawks.
I'm going to say that they got to come around. They got some injuries, but let's go Seahawks on that one. The Packers, they are playing in Washington, and they may be underdogs in this one here. A lot of people saying they might be underdog status because they didn't do very well. But I think the Packers, they got to make their move. They got to win this game.
Everybody does.
Well, they have to. I mean, come on, it's playoff time.
Well, I haven't been impressed with the Packers this year.
No, I haven't.
They're a good team.
They started off well, and then they sort of like a foldo.
They're a good team. I don't know. I think Kirk Cousins.
It's almost a pick 'em
game.
They got Green Bay favored by one. What do you think?
Well, see, even they say it's
close.
Be a close.
It's a pick 'em game, really.
And I think if there's going to be an upset, it's going to be.
So you think Washington?
Washington beating Green Bay.
Well, they have that. They bring back that quarterback R2-D2.
No, they're not going to bring him back.
They're not going to bring him back?
Who else is playing this week?
I think C-3PO is also.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
R-T-Duty?
Rudy Tooty.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's all right, we're going to take a little break here. We've got a lot more to talk about. Well, actually, we've got one quick segment to talk about. We'll kind of wrap things up for you here. It's the weekend edition on sports with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email Fred. You can email him at Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter. His handle is Fred, F-R-E-D, underscore Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can check him on all these. And he tweets all the time. And this guy, you're one of the big, massive tweeters of all time.
I've become a closet tweeter.
You're like the new millennials. It spends.
But let me tell you something about me. I only, as impulse dictates, I only tweet when it's absolutely necessary.
Hi, folks. This is Larry Minetti. And many of you out there suffer from skin problems. Well, I've been telling you for months how to solve that problem. It's called Herpanosin. It's the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out. It gets rid of all kinds of acne on your back, your neck, your face, so you can feel and you could look like a movie star. Herpanosin is a natural supplement. It was created by Dr. Wayne Diamond and his staff, and trust me, this really works. I've been on these supplements for over a year now and never had a problem. There is no reason in the world to wake up and be afraid to look in the mirror. You trust Larry. Just try it. Call 888-467-4200. 888-467-4200.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
CRN travelers, relax at the beautiful Fountain Grove Inn and Conference Center in Santa Rosa, California. Come to quality and come to luxury. Experience the newly renovated guest rooms. They're generously sized and they're decorated in the Tuscan tradition. They have great, incredible pillow top mattresses, luxurious linens, and down-filled comforters. The Fountain Grove Inn also offers complimentary Wi-Fi and internet access. There's warm cookies and coffee every evening in the hotel lobby, and you can visit the newly remodeled Equus Restaurant and Equus Lounge with its new wine bar. It's the ideal place to relax and enjoy a glass of wine and watch our What's Cooking On Wine show on CRN with host Larry Van Alst on Wednesdays. It's the Fountain Grove Inn, Hotel, and Conference Center located in the heart of Sonoma wine country. It's easily located in Santa Rosa off the 101 Fountain Grove Parkway exit. Call 707-578-6101. That's 707-578-6101 or visit fountaingroveinn.com.
Welcome back to Weekend Sports with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer, that Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, two safeties in one game, the acting legend, the superstar radio man. I'm talking about that Fred Dreyer, the star on Crisis. And by the way, you mentioned here on the show today, Fred Dreyer,
yep,
about AstroTurf. And I was hanging out with my buddy Eric, and we were talking about AstroTurf during the drought in California. A lot of people cutting it out, putting AstroTurf in. And
how about that? How about that stupidity?
Eric says, hey, you know, that stuff is really hot. It's a next-door neighbor put it in there, and my wife and I went over there and took our shoes off and walked out, and it felt okay on the feet, but it was really warm. So you played on that. That stuff is hot, isn't it?
Well, there's nothing good about it. It helps the management to save money on water.
Yeah.
And gardening, you
yes.
know, but it's
playing on a rug.
It really is the worst. And when I was involved in a couple of player strikes on the collective bargaining in the 70s, we demanded that our representation get rid of AstroTurf. And they refused to because they said that's a deal breaker for the league because the league wants it because of all the obvious reasons. And it's the worst thing to play on.
I agree.
Not only is it hot, but your feet stick like you can't believe.
Cleats, come on, yeah.
And once you get your foot stuck on the surface of the ground.
Injuries.
With a lot of people around, you cannot pull yourself out. And
wow.
Once your leg starts to go, you know it's going, and you can do nothing about it.
Wow.
Yeah, wow's good.
All right, so that should be figuring into our handicapping when we do it, if they're playing it in an AstroTurf.
Well, look, just too many players are getting hurt, and not enough people care about it or do anything about it. And, again, it's government football. I keep saying it, folks. Government football, rules, regulations, and compliances, that's what you have in the National Football League today.
Hey, take us with you wherever you go if you want to listen to us on the road on your smartphone. Dial #250, hit send. When they ask you for the keyword, say CRN Talk. You can listen to this show anywhere. We're here every weekend at this time. Check it out. Fred Dreyer Sports. Final thoughts from Fred Dreyer.
Well, listen, 2016 is here. We're starting the sleigh ride, and I just hope
I get
it's
to steer.
A good year.
I'm going to steer the sleigh this time.
Thank you so much.
Move to the back. I'm steering.
Thank you.